This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, a look at what's going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the UN tries to figure out how to end a bloody civil war that's threatening that African nation's stability. We'll also look ahead to President Bush's upcoming trip to Europe and the Middle East. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. It's now been 2 months since U.S. troops toppled the regime of Saddam Hussein. The mission, though, is far from over. In fact, since President Bush declared on May 1st that major military operations were over in Iraq, the number of troops there has increased to nearly 160,000. So what are U.S. forces doing now in Iraq? What's the mission? Peacekeeping, restoring services like electricity and water, preventing crime? What are the conditions under which they're working? Joining us to tell us what it's like for American troops in Baghdad is Eileen Prusher. She's the Christian Science Monitor's correspondent there. Welcome, and thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
What are troops doing now?
Well, they're really doing a variety of things. The mission has certainly spread far and wide since the end of active fighting in Iraq. And, you know, now it's really a range of things that can include everything from trying to engage in peacekeeping, trying to disarm different groups and individuals in Baghdad and around the country. But there's a real range of it. I mean, there are still some very active operations against different elements in Iraq that are very strongly opposed to the U.S. presence here. And on the other end of the spectrum, some of it is very mundane stuff, like trying to get the electricity, phones and water and that sort of thing back to people who lost it in the course of the war. So it really depends for the average soldier on, which regiment one is in and whether or not one ends up, being involved in actually hunting down various senior Ba'ath Party members or dealing with things that might be considered more along the lines of humanitarian assistance.
We have obviously heard a lot about the conditions that Iraqi civilians have to face and limited amounts of both clean water and electricity. What are conditions like for U.S. troops?
Again, it definitely depends on where one is stationed. In parts of Baghdad, you can get a sense that for some of the U.S. troops, they have a reception that is still positive. However, for example, today I was in Fallujah, and just yesterday two U.S. soldiers were killed, ambushed early in the morning. And when we spoke to people there, they want to see the U.S. military leave as soon as possible, and they say they think there'll be more attacks. So it really depends on where one is based. But overall, I would say the conditions are getting more difficult. We're heading towards summer now where it's already extremely hot here. Some days can get up towards 115 in the sun. And you often see these soldiers sort of out there frying a bit on duty in a tank or in a Humvee, that sort of thing. And it's certainly not an easy job, and there are really a wide variety of reactions that Iraqis are having to the fact that basically the main face of any sort of law and order in Iraq are U.S. troops.
As you drive around in Baghdad, and as you were obviously on your way up to Fallujah, or out west to Fallujah, as you come across checkpoints, I mean, are there U.S. troops at every street corner or major street corners in Baghdad? And what's their attitude as you approach their checkpoints? Are they nervous or are they just watching?
Well, surprisingly, there aren't U.S. troops at every street corner in Baghdad. I personally thought that I would see more of them than I do. Sometimes you can drive around Baghdad, you can drive for 10 minutes and not see a U.S. soldier, which I found sort of surprising. So I think actually they're a bit more thinly spread than that. And again, it's depending on where the troops are that they have different reactions. But for example, today when we went to a base where soldiers were posted just outside of Fallujah, as we pulled up, the soldiers had their fingers on the triggers and were sort of loading their clips into their guns because they really couldn't tell from a distance who it might be that was pulling up. So they seemed to be very fidgety and somewhat worried out there. In Baghdad, it's a little bit different, but again, it depends on the part of Baghdad. There are parts of Baghdad that are considered to be particularly unsafe where soldiers are still pretty much seen on some level as a threat. And it's really not the same across the board by any means.
Mm-hmm. Obviously it's very different depending on where you are and what unit you're in and what the responsibilities of that unit are. But is it very different from what we saw when there was so much coverage of the U.S. forces in Baghdad right after the fall of the city as forces were just, still in the process of wrapping up their military operations?
Yes, I think it is different now. It is moving in a way into a different stage, and there's this mix of working on things that have to do more with the civilian infrastructure, and at the same time still trying to fight against various groups, either Ba'athists or fundamentalists, any other groups that are opposed to the presence of U.S. and British and other coalition forces that might be coming in this summer. That's something that's really in transition. We can definitely see that. The U.S. troops are not just there to hunt down the regime, of course, anymore. But at the same time, they've become involved, for example, in trying to disarm even average people. There's a new law against having any open gun markets, and basically no one can have anything pretty much more than a handgun, except for the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the north of the country. So that's something that the U.S. military feels is a very important step, but of course it's not one that's necessarily going to make soldiers particularly popular, so they really do have a difficult and diverse mission.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us. We know it's late. Appreciate you staying up.
Thank you.
Eileen Prusher is correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, and she was with us on the phone from Baghdad, Iraq.